I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead in only a game, we'll take a break from coverage of the Boston Marathon bombings. In a moment, Theo Epstein will discuss how he plans to make World Series winners of the Cubs. But first, the NBA playoffs are opening this weekend. Here to discuss some of the 16 teams hoping to be the last one standing come June is Henry Abbott of ESPN's True Hoop. Henry, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me.
Oklahoma City lost to Miami in the finals last year. If Oklahoma City manages to take the next step this postseason, who will appreciate that more, the fans of Oklahoma City or the NBA?
I've been asking people, you can have your choice of the same two teams as last year or any other combinations. Obviously, the field has many more options, which is most likely, and people seem to think they want the same matchup. That's the most likely thing. And you know, it is good for the NBA in that these are two team-centric, star-led, mid-sized markets. There's a lot to like here, but it's not the Lakers and the Celtics in terms of ratings cachet.
Team-centric and star-led. What a remarkable combination.
This is the new trend in the NBA. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Derrick Rose, these are players who just want to win. When I started covering the NBA, it was all about, you know, get the highest points per game total and have the nicest car and the fanciest jewelry and furs and everything. But like, that's not the story. This recession era NBA, these guys are trying to do it the right way.
The defending champion Miami Heat went 66-16, which was the best record in the regular season. At one point, they won 27 games in a row. Few teams have had a better regular season. But how significant is the best regular season record and the streak once the postseason begins?
It's not a very good predictor. You need to win over 55 games to really be a contender. And as you get further over there, they don't matter much in terms of historical precedent for, you know, winning a title. But the reason that it matters is because the Heat have been so good, not just in the record, but also in how they beat you. They have three famous stars, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. But now they also have three-point shooters. This is the key, and there's still not a good way to stop it.
One would assume Miami would have a pretty easy time with the eighth-seeded Bucks in the first round, but Milwaukee has played the Heat pretty tightly recently. Will the Bucks pose early-round problems for the South Beach LeBrons?
The Bucks have possibly the best interior defender in the NBA, and Larry Sanders, who's had an amazing season. So it won't be a cakewalk, but that's not the team that's going to knock off the Heat.
Give me somebody who could surprise everyone in the playoffs.
The Knicks are one. The Warriors have Stephen Curry, who is candidate to be the best shooter in NBA history. Those teams, you know, they can literally rip off four wins at any time if they hit a whole bunch of threes. So that's worth worrying about. But in the big picture, I really think the only contenders this year are the Spurs, the Thunder, and the Heat. And so whoever makes it to the finals against the Heat will make a very exciting series out of it. But without injury, I think the Heat are on rails to the NBA Finals.
There are new flopping rules for the NBA playoffs. Give me a candidate for somebody to flop five times, get caught each time, and get suspended during the postseason.
Chris Paul will flop five times, I can guarantee that. But they haven't really been nailing superstars for this. The league office has total discretion. They watch the video on their schedule after the game and enforce it as often as they want to. And it just seems like they haven't wanted to very much. And if that's the case, the rule's pretty gutless.
This week, the Boston Celtics and the Indiana Pacers became the only two teams ever to play an 81-game season. I wonder what people are going to make of that in an asterisk sort of way.
This is going to be an interesting note forever and a way by which the events of the Boston Marathon of this week will be remembered by NBA historians or anybody who follows the league, because you know that Indiana-Boston game that was supposed to take place on Tuesday was never happened, and I can't recall anything like this ever happening where there's just this lost game, as it were, and there wasn't a need for the playoff seeding so much to make it up, and the schedule was too tight, so they're going to go without it. But I sort of like the idea of just letting a game go in honor of a horrible day.
Henry Abbott writes about basketball for ESPN's True Hoop. Henry, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Bill.